This is KUNM and KUNM HD 89.9, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. News and music from the University of New Mexico. Also broadcasting on KRRT 90.9, Arroyo Seco, Taos. KRRE 91.9, Las Vegas. KRAR 91.9, Española. KBOM 88.7, Socorro. And online at KUNM.org. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and we are here on the last part of Nosotros, a musical group that is ending the fiesta, that Cesar Chavez fiesta, and we're bringing you, our listeners of KUNM, a vision of you, a feeling of the Cesar Chavez fiesta today in the march.
Oh yeah, I had not had a chance to listen to Nosotros. Fantastic band.
Yeah, I had neither. I think we have a CD over there in KUNM, and I played one or two songs, but they're from Las Cruces, aren't they?
Originally.
Okay, let's go to hear them. Let's keep hearing them. Here they go. Para que todos lo bailen, okay?
Está debutando hoy. No vas a olvidarme, de eso estoy seguro. Yo seguiré en tu vida, siempre como un sueño. No podrás olvidar aquel inmenso anhelo. Era esta locura una realidad. Todo lo vivido ahora se ha perdido. Si juntos compartimos muy bellos momentos. No podrás olvidar que me quisiste un día. Ya frente con él, tú me vas a recordar. No van a olvidarme jamás, no ve que yo te amo, mujer. No van a olvidarme, de eso estoy seguro. Nuestras noches ya no sonarán y nuestra música ya no sonará. Usted me echó, tú me echas al olvido. No van a olvidarme jamás, no ve que yo te amo, mujer. No van a olvidarme, de eso estoy seguro. Nuestras noches ya no volverán y nuestra música ya no sonará. Por tu capricho tú me echas al olvido.
Y ese es My Power, ¿ok? Alright.
Oh. No puedes olvidarme, de eso estoy seguro. Todas mis palabras se las llevó el viento. Solo quedan recuerdos de esta historia de amor. Que muere entre flores, cartas y rencor. No puedes olvidarme, esa es tu profecía. Cuando la estoy besando, son mis labios los que besas. Aquí queda escrito esta historia de amor. Que muere entre flores, cartas y rencor. No puedes olvidarte, yo te lo aseguro, ya que como tú, no hay otra igual. No puedo olvidarte, yo me lo aseguro, ya que como tú, no hay otra igual. No podrás olvidarme jamás, no ve que yo te amo, mujer. No podrás olvidarme, de eso estoy seguro. Nuestras noches ya no llegarán y nuestra música ya no sonará. Por tu capricho, tú me echas al olvido. No vas a olvidarme jamás, no ve que yo te amo, mujer. No vas a olvidarme, de eso estoy seguro. Nuestras noches ya no volverán y nuestra música ya no sonará. Por tu capricho, tú me echas al olvido. Y esto es 100% nosotros.
todo más nuevo de nosotros. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Venimos con un temito original en la voz de Felipe para que lo bailen y lo gocen sabrosamente.
We hope you're all enjoying this. Many original music examples for you from nosotros. Thank you, guys. This is another song. This is called The Fallen One, El Caído.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Gracias, thank you.
Crazy. It sounds like Ronnie Spector out there meeting nosotros on the Plaza Mayor. I'm here with Coralie Quintana, co-chair of the 22nd annual Recuerda Cesar Chavez. Coralie, your thoughts on the day's event?
What a beautiful day. The weather was perfect. It was a gift. And I'm so completely proud of every single member of the committee, the camp students from UNM who worked tirelessly to help with Kids Corner, to help yesterday with the event at Sanchez Farms Day of Service. This week has been absolutely spectacular.
Amazing when I when one considers that this is an all-volunteer event. How long have you been involved with this event? I don't mean the 22nd annual, but with the whole Recuerda Cesar Chavez events.
You know what? It's been a few years. I want to say probably about 10 years ago, I got started to be involved in the committee. I was in grad school at UNM and worked on the committee for several years, took a break, was out of state, and now I'm back. And it's such an honor to see the growth, because over the last 6 years, we added outreach to Albuquerque Public Schools, and now members of the committee go out to the schools and share with the children who Cesar Chavez was from an individual perspective. And it gives the kids a chance to know who he was and then come out on a field trip on Friday for Day of Service and work in the fields. It is so fun. And then we finish off the week of celebration here at the National Hispanic Cultural Center with a march and a fiesta. And I cannot tell you how happy I am. We just got off the dance floor with Nosotros, and we have had such a good time all day.
You were on Raíces with me this last Monday when we had Irene Diaz there. Like her, I'm surprised. I thought you were probably, forgive me for saying this, in your mid-20s. But I learned just now that you're from California, and you were there when it happened, when all of this happened.
My very first volunteer position was with the United Farm Workers Union in La Paz. I was just a teenager, and I worked for the Robert F. Kennedy Medical Plan. This is one of the victories. For the first time, farm workers in California had access to medical care, had a retirement plan. My mom and my tia Ramona helped build the Agbayani Village, which was the retirement village for the Filipino workers. And so we had so many victories. I mean, just even the laws passing federally that field workers had a right to have restrooms, access to restrooms and water and breaks. And so all these victories were won, and it was just, it's exciting to look back and see how far we've come.
As somebody who worked in the fields, I can tell you there's plenty of times in my past I didn't want to look back at where I'd come from and what I'd done. But I'm sure you could work anywhere you want and do anything you want. Is this you doing what you love?
Well, in terms of Recuerda Cesar Chavez Committee, absolutely. I do love this committee, and I'm super excited because we're carrying on the memory of Cesar Chavez and what he did. And this year, I was really proud of the committee because they added Dolores Huerta to the T-shirts. And it says, Recuerda Chavez Huerta. And that touched my heart so much because there is such such a balance in this group in terms of wanting to reach out to people of all ages, beliefs, genders, backgrounds, and be inclusive. And so I was really happy to see Dolores included in the T-shirt.
And I guess you just saw her, what, last week?
I did. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to see her and her youngest daughter, Camila Chavez, in California. Actually, tomorrow they are unveiling the statue of Dolores and Cesar in Napa, California.
Crazy. Crazy. I know this is, it seems like 2 years worth of work all in the last year, just getting this event on today. I know it's a fantastic event. How do you feel as you see it all come to a conclusion today? I mean, I know the struggle will never be over, but this event, the 22nd annual Recuerda, is about to come to an end. Is there a feeling of relief or of sadness?
It's bittersweet because it's so exciting. But I'm really looking forward to next year. I see that the committee is such a wonderful group. I mean, we had Danny Hernandez leading us this year. Pablo and I co-chaired. We had Daniel Rivera, Erica Robers, Sarai Namaste, Brandy. We had a whole group. It wasn't just, you know, a few people. Forrest, Michael Casals. Everybody came together, and there's you know, dozens more that I had too many to name. But everybody came together and volunteered. The work was easy because we were all doing it together. And the biggest thing was that we reached out to the next generation with this message: you are never too young to do something great. I was 13 when I helped with the National Labor Relations Act. We did a letter writing campaign, and I was in charge of collecting all the letters and making sure they got off to Washington. They were all addressed and stamped and calling people, "Where's your letter? Where's your letter?" We were doing letter writing campaigns. You're absolutely never too young to make a difference. So reaching out to the next generation and the students is so deeply meaningful. Today we had a kids' corner. The kids came out. They made huelga flags. They broke a piñata. We had cake. And it was just amazing. And I think Cesar was here in spirit. This was the first time that I'd had the honor of walking with Father Frank Quintana, the priest. We carry the Virgen de Guadalupe at the front of the march, and I'd never done that before.
You looked great.
Thank you. It was a deep honor. I had a tear in my eye because there was a gentleman who genuflected and made the sign of the cross, and that was a core part of the tradition that Cesar had. You know, his roots were in the Catholicism, and he carried that with him throughout the movement. It was a movement of nonviolence. And not unlike Dr. Martin Luther King, how he was a reverend and he brought in that faith, you know, and Mahatma Gandhi, same thing, brought in that faith. And so it keeps you going when times are down, you know, to have that belief that every person on this planet has a right to dignity, has a right to be treated well.
Un labor de amor. Just a fantastic event. I wanted to thank you and commend you for just a fine, fine production today. Coralie Quintana,
thank you.
Co-chair of the Recuerda Cesar Chavez Committee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so All much right, for broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to go to some poetry now from earlier in the day. I think we're going to listen to something by Levi Romero, the poet laureate of the state of New Mexico.
Santas y buenas tardes, les de Dios. Gracias, Chuy, por la invitación de presentar aquí una poema sobre lo que es la primavera, tiempo del renacimiento. The actual title is New Mexico Centennial Poet. I believe there's an effort now to establish a New Mexico State Poet Laureate. Pero de todos modos, muchas gracias. I want to saludar my high school carnala, La Judy P. from Manal High School. I actually met Cesar Chavez when I was back in high school. We had a United Farm Workers Club, and one year for spring break, we all flew out to California. First time on the airplane for me to meet Cesar Chavez, and we spent the whole week out there con los campesinos in the fields of California. This poem is not about that, but it's a poem about remembering. As I was saying, Nancy, you who ask questions and whose interest so compels me to engage in conversations marred by all too quick break over, gotta get back to work interruptions, while I walk away still fumbling for lucid explanations for whatever it was that we were almost talking about. And all becomes lost anecdote, life storyline unfinished. And no, in my family, we are not that smart. But how nice of you to see, I mean, say that. Because maybe we were, and at times it has did feel that way. But now we are incomplete again. Mi familia, my family. 20 years ago, my father died, and that many years it took to get to the letting go. And then the death of my brother last summer. Again, death again. And over the years, another brother gone down the down road of otro día, otra pena, again, life again. Although at one time it was not as such. The irrigation ditch in front of my mother's house gurgled with the sound of water snaking under the swaying tree through lazy dog-eyed summer afternoons that hummed with a sleepy lullaby of so much to do. Ah, I'll get to it tomorrow. And while one generation slowly nodded off, another one was waking up to life's harsh questions, for which there were no real questions, for the answers that became seemingly more unreal and undeserving than the questions themselves. Life, Nancy, was a little all too eloquent for the language we bear through calamities and tragedies.
It looks like we've temporarily lost our connection with the Hispanic Culture Center. In the meantime, we'll listen to something new by Carlos Nunez, and hopefully we'll be returning to the Culture
Center. And now she too is grown. Her high school commencement this past spring marks a new turn in the road, and we make way without realizing that we do. And when she sang, "Don't ever lose the light in your eyes," to a standing ovation, I stepped outside and the tears burned against the wind in my eyes, and I walked across the meadow and I stood under a grove of aspen trees, their trunks carved and etched with names and initials of who loved who and when and from then until always. And I thought of my brother and how I missed him so, and how I wished he'd been there. And later on in the afternoon, after the reception and a slight rain, a double rainbow across the sky informed me that he had been. Around here, we just take the good with the bad, my mother used to say. On Friday nights, sometimes I'll get the urge to eat Beanie Weenies and Vienna sausages on crackers. And I think of my friend, Timmy, teenage friend, blood brother, shared dreamer of life to come, and how we'd sit parked across La Otra Banda Bridge in his 72 Cutlass lowrider, through pre-dawn picnics, laughing and eating pork and beans and weenies, and sharing a last swig of Boone's Farm with a rushing spring thaw rolling under and rumbling away, away, away. Gracias.
Yeah, Levi Romero, known as the State of New Mexico Poet Laureate. Fantastic performance today on the Plaza Mayor here at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, part of the 22nd annual Recuerda Cesar Chavez event. Had a chance to sit down with Javier Benavides, the director of the Southwest Organizing Project. Let's take a listen to that. I'm here with Javier Benavides of the Southwest Organizing Project. Javier, your thoughts on the march today?
It's just beautiful to see the community come out like this and to celebrate the values that Cesar Chavez held dear. And I think taught us, you know, that we need to come together for those who are underserved and underrepresented, and stand together as a community through marches like this, and also in all the work outside of these marches.
What would you say, bigger and better every year at this event?
This is the biggest year I've seen. Beautiful weather, beautiful time of year, and people, I think, want to be together for celebrations like this.
What do you think about the events in Ferguson, Missouri this last summer? A lot of people were saying this is like our Ferguson. Yeah, it's not really our Ferguson. It's a celebration of Cesar Chavez, the man and his life. But what do you say to people who think of this as some sort of rallying cry around the Ferguson, Missouri sort of events going on lately in the country?
Well, I think, like you said, I mean, it's beautiful that people come out every year, not just to fight the bad stuff, but also to celebrate those champions who, you know, I think demonstrate the values that we all hold dear and something positive.
So many times lately in this country, it's negative things that seem to unite or concentrate people, maybe make them into a loosely based movement. But it doesn't have to always be something negative. It can be something positive, something that we're celebrating.
I think that's very true. I mean, I think we all have a real hope for the future. We keep the faith that, you know, our chamacos have something to look forward to in the future, just in a more equitable, you know, life that celebrates our way of life here in New Mexico and our history and our culture. And that's something that we believe will come to be.
I'm sure you're well aware of the Santa Elena Project and all of the things going on, the so-called development on the west side. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, for us, it comes down to whether we're investing in our existing communities, places like Varela's and Martinez Town, communities that have vacant tracts of land that could be developed or reconstructed, but that just haven't seen the kind of investment, unfortunately, because there are moneyed interests on the west side that want to achieve value on their vacant land on the west side. And we want to see that money put into the Albuquerque that we love.
It's new money versus old money. You know?
That's right.
Instead of building on the investments or the things that we already have, we're branching out into the extremes of the town. I don't know that we really have the resources to do that.
That's right.
But, you know,
it's not a net gain. I mean, you're taking resources from established areas and putting them on the fringe.
But it allows the illusion to remain intact.
That's right. The growth engine.
Exactly. Who cares what it fuels? I was going to ask you, people will come out on this day, and maybe even this week has become quite a week full of events, but what do you think it takes for people to get motivated, inspired, moved enough to do more every day?
You know, I think of Che Guevara and the Motorcycle Diaries, and, you know, he came into his revolutionary kind of existence just by seeing the struggling around. And I think out of a place of love, and that's kind of the famous quote, is that it was from a place of love and seeing others struggling and enduring way more than their fair share of pain that he rose up and decided that he needed to take it on. So I think, you know, unfortunately, New Mexico being in the poverty that it is right now and way too many of our people being jobless and not having benefits, I think it's all around for us to want to question that and say we deserve better.
I think the struggle and the idea of the struggle is a common theme for a lot of movements. But there are those people who would say, what would happen if you had all of your needs or your goals or your mission fulfilled? Would the struggle continue? What do you say?
Well, I think that's the goal, is to work ourselves out of a job. You know, we don't want to always be fighting the bad stuff. One day we want our communities to be thriving, our public schools to be doing well, our neighborhoods to be beautiful. That's something that we believe we can achieve together.
Some people say that it's the nature of the Chicano to struggle. It'll never be over.
Well, I think it is. I mean, being in New Mexico, it is part of our history. This isn't that friendly a land, the high desert, you know, limited resources. So we come from that struggle, but we also love this place because of its beautiful surroundings, and, you know, it's a beautiful place to live physically. I just think we've got some poverty that, you know, New Mexicans deserve better on.
They call it the culture of resistance, but I think maybe the time of the culture of action is upon us.
I agree. We can't go any lower, so... in all the rankings, you know, hopefully we'll see these at the dark ages and look back on as a time of inspiring people to into action, like you said.
Right on. Javier Benavides, thanks. Oh, yeah. That was earlier today along the march as it made its way back to the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Javier Benavides of the Southwest Organizing Project. I'm here with Sofia Martinez, the 2014 recipient of the Si Se Puede Award. I didn't get a chance to thank you or to commend you for the Si Se Puede Award of 2014, but today you're here with your husband, Richard Moore, who's the 2015 recipient. How does that feel?
Well, I felt pretty good about it. better late than never. But no, it was a real honor to receive it last year. I think it's... always good when we recognize people in our communities that have, you know, worked in our communities. So I felt very honored. And this year, we're double honor. It's like just very nice to be recognized in that way. And we thank the committee and we thank all, you know, all the folk that really participated in that. And it was a really wonderful event today. The march, the parking lot here at the National Hispanic Cultural Center is totally filled. It's just really wonderful to see all these people here and the artwork. It's just really wonderful, a nice intergenerational community activity.
It's impressive to see that type of commitment to social justice within one family. So, again, I commend you. I was stunned to hear minutes ago that you aren't simply a host at Voces Feministas at KUNM, but you're also defending your dissertation this week.
Yes, I am. Actually, I've been an educator in New Mexico for many, many years here in Albuquerque and up in my community up in northern New Mexico. So unfortunately, you know, education is kind of in a bit of a situation in New Mexico as well as the country. So it's...
not that highly valued here, I guess.
Well, I think that, you know, in general, educators and and schooling are not highly valued. I think that when we start threatening teachers by with their pay and testing and those kinds of things, we really run into problems, no, because I don't think that lawyers have to take tests to keep their jobs, or engineers, or, you know, some of these professional occupations don't need to be, don't have the pressure that teachers do. And in a lot of ways, you know, we have one of the most challenging jobs, I believe. So although I really don't put, I have, unfortunately, I've been a student and an educator all my life, and I'm sorry to say that I don't have a lot of faith in the educational system. I have a lot of faith in the students and the teachers because I think they commit to it. But I don't think in our society we really honor that, you know, and where we have a lot of underpaid teachers, a lot of underpaid educational assistants and custodians and people that, you know, really work with our kids. And these are the one of the most underpaid people. And I think that's a real commentary on society.
I have to admit, it's unfortunate that the teachers of New Mexico have been in the hot seat for the last year or so. They ask for so little, they do so much, and they devote everything. The only time that we hear from them is when they need something, and it's unfortunate that they suffer a backlash just for having needs to continue doing their job to the best of their ability with the children of New Mexico who we entrust to them. It's just unfortunate that there is a backlash.
Mm-hmm. And then it reflects on the kids too. I think a lot of the policies that it's unfortunate that our current governor, who you would think would have a little bit more corazón and understanding for some of the educational challenges here in New Mexico, that we really, you know, she's been pushing this whole idea of flunking our children in third grade, and that's just really, the research shows that that's just not a good idea, you know, and it would really serve us, I think, to have someone in there that has an educational background that's leading the department, which we do not, unfortunately, because I think we have a lot of children here that come from rural communities, poor communities, and many times we don't, you know, kids maybe haven't gone to preschool or, you know, haven't had like a lot of schooling before those years. And then, you know, they're set up against this culture that really kind of marginalizes them. And, you know, the research is in, you know, any time that a kid is flunked one time, the chances go down of them graduating. So this insistence on hooking up our kids' intelligence to tests and to flunking them when they don't achieve at that level is really misguided. And I really honor the students that hit the streets and their parents against the park testing.
There were a ton of students out there today just vocalizing their thoughts and ideas and carrying on the mission. I guess maybe the governor had something better to do today and couldn't join us on the march. As a lifelong New Mexican, what have been some, and I guess you were from where, Wagon Mound,
Wagon Mound.
What has sustained you all this time that you've been working for social justice and community organizing? What sustains you personally?
Well, I love New Mexico, and I just love our land and our people and our culture and our language, and I guess I'm also very angry about the fact that New Mexico in a lot of ways is really kind of the neo-colony for the United States, right? You still have probably 80% of the population in the United States that's not even aware of the fact that New Mexico is within the continental United States. I think that, you know, in a lot of ways you have a lot of people that come to make their careers here in New Mexico and really don't care about New Mexico. I think there's a lot of national offices, a lot of national folk that come to New Mexico to really, in my opinion, make their careers off the backs of our own poverty and our own coloniality, right? And I think that we would do best. I mean, even when we're looking at even APS has never had a leader from New Mexico. UNM has never had a president from New Mexico. The State Department of Education has never had a Spanish-speaking person from New Mexico. They've had Puerto Ricans, they've had Colombians, and they've had white folk. They've had all kinds of people directing that program, and never a Nuevo Mexicano. So I think that that anger is also what moves us, because, and not that we always have to be moving out of anger, no, because, but my position is if there's a bunch of stuff going on in our society, and if you're not angry, you need to check yourself in, because there's some things that should be making people really angry. And not that we need to act out in an angry fashion, but we do need to resist some of these issues, right? And or some of these contradictions in our society. And we had a pretty good, I think in a lot of ways, an exciting 60-day session at the legislature, although I wasn't very much involved in it. I'm very glad that the mayor didn't, or the governor didn't get a lot of her things in, which would have been very bad for New Mexico. We don't want to be a right-to-work state. We already earn much less money than most everyone in the United States. We don't need to be held at that level, you know, and we don't need our own first Hispanic, because I call myself Chicana, so, you know, that's a Hispanic governor, but she definitely does not have the interests of our people when you're talking about flunking our kids, merit pay, right to work, and again, even our Mexicano brothers and sisters, they were able to maintain that right to be able to drive and get to work. You know, people that are undocumented also contribute to this economy in New Mexico, and why should it be that we're constantly being oppressed when, if it wasn't for the workers, well, where would we all be, right?
That's right. I guess it's safe to say that it's the lifelong New Mexican who's invested in this state and what happens to it, its future, its children and their education. It's unfortunate that so many people look at it as a stepping piedra to further their own political careers rather than the overall benefit that they could visit upon the people of New Mexico.
Or building our capacity, you know what I'm saying? If you come to New Mexico, well, and you bring resources to New Mexico, well, bring it to the people, you know what I'm saying? You know, and we see that all over the place, whether it's Intel or even so-called liberal organizations. They come into the Santa Fe to Albuquerque, open up office, and they're right away, their CEO is from out of the state, their managers are from out of state, then they want us to come in and do door-to-door. Uh-uh. You know, we can teach you a few things about New Mexico, but once again, that I think that idea of colonialism is still there, and even progressive people participate in it. And I think progressive people need to kind of reflect a little bit and challenge themselves, because if you come here to help us, far out. If you come here to do for us, you know, turn around and get out. You know what I'm saying? We don't need that. We need colleagues. We need people that are going to build our capacity and work for the better interest of New Mexico and our children and our people and our culture and our sobrevivencia, not to come in and impose other cultural strategies of how they're going to make things better for us. We don't need anybody to make things better for ourselves. We're real good about making things good for ourselves.
I guess it's not always about building car batteries or sending people to space. For people like you, it's about taking care of the people that we have here, the community, the citizens, the kids in it. Sofia Martinez, fantastic to see you today. Thank you so much for joining us on Raices.
All right. And, you know, I used to be a Raices member, too.
Hey, I know.
This is like coming home a little bit. Thank you all for all the work that you've done today.
All right, thank you. I guess we're going to go back to, I think, some stuff we recorded earlier today. Keith Sanchez and the Moon Thieves. Oh, yeah.
Soy un hombre muy honrado, que si me gusta la mejor pa' que sepa tú. Y a las mujeres no me faltan, no, ni este lindo dinero, ni
el amor. Pues con andete caballo sí, ahorita linda, linda tierra, yo me voy pa' que sepa tú. Y las estrellas de la luna, sí, esta linda estrella de la noche, de todo, ellas me dicen dónde voy, oh, le, 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 lo, 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 lo. Échale, compadre, pues. Que me gusta la mejor, a la mujer no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor. Cuando ande de caballo por la sierra yo me voy, las estrellas y la luna ya me dicen dónde voy. Ay, 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 amor, ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 amor, ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Y échale, pues. Cantar el son, el mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Cuando ande este caballo por la sierra yo me voy, las estrellas y la luna ya me dicen dónde voy. Ay, 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 amor, ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 amor, ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 amor, ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 amor, ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ya salí con el...
Yo sí te la voy a cantar. Yo te voy a cantar. Yo sí te voy a contar un par de cosas de esta linda tierra de Nuevo México. Hemos estado aquí nosotros desde los tiempos antiguos, pa' que sepa tú. Y cuando viajamos, comen con Emiliano Zapata, pa' que sepa tú. El nombre de Me encanta tomar mis copas aguardiente, la mejor. Dame el tequila blanco con tu sal para el sabor. Cuando ande este caballo por la sierra yo me voy. Las estrellas y la luna ya me dicen dónde voy. Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Ay, 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 amor. Ay, mi marena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 amor. Ay, mi marena de mi corazón. Good dancing right there. Ay, 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 amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 mi morena. Muchas gracias. Great dancing, guys. Stray cat sitting on a fence. Yes, said I ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. Oh no. Now I'm a flat broke, but I don't care. I strutting right by with my tail in the air. A stray cat strut on some lady's guy. Feline Casanova, hey, that's my style. A shooter, an enemy from a mean old man. A cat in my dinner from a garbage can. That's all right. Oh, 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 listen, baby, that's all right. Get it in the boat, the door. Oh, 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 listen, bat the datum, the chill, and this soon, and bat the flower.
begging for a bite. Yes, I won't be the partner. No, 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 no. If I don't avoid a fight. Now I'm a flat broke, but I don't care. I strut a rat a by with my tail in the air. A street cat strutting some ladies' guy. Feel like getting over, ain't that's my style. I shoot the runner, I'm a bummer, me no man. I get my dinner from a garbage can. That's right. Some might put some of this here, that's a lie. Oh, 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 oh. Linda, tita, ta, boom, te, la, this is a motherfucker. But I don't bother chasing mice around no more. I strut through the alley looking for a bite. Howling to the moonlight on a hot summer night. Singing a blues while the lady cats cry. Yes, street cat, yes, you're a real swell guy. I wish I could be so carefree and wild. But I got care, class, and a God cat style. That's alright. There's a tear, that's alright. Scared in the thing that they love us a purple. Oh, 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 oh. I'm not the bullet hole in his soul. We'll be right back.
After begging in 56 emails over 3 years, Luis Martin Gil of the fabulous Lobos Negros took over Stray Cat Strut. I guess never mind. Keith Sanchez and the Moon Thieves just skinned that one alive. Before we send it back to the KUNM studios, I want to thank Guia Quiros, my co-host, all the members of the Racist Collective of KUNM who are here in person today, Henry Gonzalez, who's up in the KUNM studios taking care of business, Roman Garcia, production director of KUNM, Eli Willard, broadcast engineer, Marshall Broyles, production assistant, Danny Hernandez, event organizer, Joseph Wasson, and Patrick Correa of the National Hispanic Cultural Center, Chuy Martinez, MC of today's events from the city of Albuquerque, Coralie Quintana, co-chair of the Recuerda Cesar Chavez Committee, the performers today, too many to list, the guests on today's show, and you, the KUNM and Raices listener, and of course the memory of Cesar Chavez and the countless workers who drive this event and who continue the struggle to fight for justice. On behalf of the Raices Collective of KUNM, this is Adam Aguirre. You can check this one out at KUNM.org. I will see you tonight along old Route 66.